Proclamation number 5506 of 13th of October, 1952. The Fountain of Living Water. The Key to the Gate. The source which lets the living water flow to you will never run dry, for you humans are very much in need of strength for your soul, which you can only find at my source of love and wisdom, and therefore I myself will never stop the flow of the water of life. I will never let a wanderer move on without a refreshing drink who hopes to find this refreshment at my source. I never deny myself. Yet you humans have a free will. You can also quench your thirst elsewhere if the path to the source of life seems too arduous to you. If you prefer to go downwards, even though the source which truly refreshes you is above, you have a free will, and what you ask for will be given to you. But there is only one source which lets the water of life flow out, which imparts strength to your soul. You must receive it from me myself, for I truly offer you the right food and the right drink. And this nourishment will contain the strength for every soul, and it will feel that it gets well if it was ill. It will feel that it becomes strong where it was previously afflicted by weakness which made every ascent difficult for it. But where will you humans find the spring of life, the source from which all of you can draw, from which you can gather strength for your way upwards? Where am I to be sought, who has opened up this source for you? You don't need to walk far on earthly paths. You only need to open the door to the heart for yourselves through loving activity, where this source arises for all of you, where you can enter into direct contact with me, who now feeds and waters you, who now offers you full cups of the most delicious water of life, so that your thirst will be quenched eternally. Whatever is brought to you from outside can only become the right nourishment for your soul when you yourselves desire to drink from the fountain of life. For you must first accept everything from me before it serves you as the right food and the right drink. You must go to the source of life, for what you receive elsewhere has no good effect on your soul. Yet it can make the soul unresponsive for the right nourishment and therefore harm it. And thus understand correctly, my water of life is not denied to anyone, my source is not inaccessible to anyone, yet the human being must want to reach it, he must possess the key to open the gate and he will be allowed to refresh himself. Always and constantly. But the key to this is love. For only the one who has love is drawn to the source from which love flows towards him again. Love seeks me and also finds me. Love is nourished by the eternal love. Love pushes towards the original source of love. The fountain of love and wisdom is open to the human being, from which he can now draw for all eternity. Amen.